The Haynesboro Assembly will consider a resolution to interpret emergency dispatch to include police response and a Unit 1D mountain goat hunt update. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro Assembly has been debating whether or not the borough charter allows local police to operate outside the boundaries of the town site. The charter says that emergency dispatch is a borough-wide power, while police departments must operate within a service area, such as the town site. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson recently drafted a resolution to interpret emergency dispatch to include police response. The Assembly will consider the resolution at its Tuesday meeting this week. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel to learn what the resolution aims to achieve.
Practically, it wouldn't change anything other than to give some the Assembly and others an assurance, you know, that this was something that was sanctioned by the community at large. The staff did present an alternative or a substitute ordinance that would define the funding source for that. And that was worked out in a conference with the sponsoring assembly member, Josephson. She worked with the clerk and me and also Gila Stewart, our finance officer. So we came up with a substitute, and the intention was to bring that forward at tomorrow's meeting. So your question is very good. You know, like, what difference does it make? It does sanction the status quo in many ways.
Assemblyman Sean Mady has raised concerns about interpreting emergency dispatch to include the actual response by police, not just the coordination of the services and, you know, the communications involved with dispatch.
Well, remember, when the charter was written, emergency dispatch was a function of the police department. And in fact, it still is. If you look at the way the borough is structured, the dispatch is supervised by the police department. So the thing that's important to recognize, you know, life flows along. And when the charter was being drafted in the late 1990s and early 2000s, no one ever imagined that the state troopers were not available to the community. And so this many years has passed. You know, we've 20, 40 years, whatever it is. I don't know. I guess I'd be 20. And now we don't have trooper service. So I think that it calls for us to look at our charter and see how we can adjust to the facts of today.
With this resolution, though, does everybody see it as the first step towards changing the charter to address this problem? Or is this a short-term solution? Or is this something, okay, we can end this conversation now by adopting this resolution? We're going to interpret the charter this way, and that's the end of that issue.
I think that that's a very, very astute of you to bring that forward. I think that the politics plays out in that question, in that answer. I think that there are some who are willing to accept this as a measure to be taken that will kind of settle people down. There are those who probably don't want to see it happen because it's another step closer to a solution that might be acceptable enough to just leave it like it is. You know, it's kind of like patching the hole in your roof and not really replacing the whole thing. And then there are those who say, yeah, this is what we want, and this is all we want ever.
But I mean, from the staff's perspective, what is it?
From the staff's perspective, it is a measure to assure the community that emergency services will be provided under the conditions that we live right now, the charter as it is, and the politics being what it is. And I think the staff would very much like to see the charter amended to accurately reflect what it is that we want in this community.
That was Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel in conversation with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. The mountain goat hunt on the Taquin Range closes Monday, December 9th at 11:59 p.m. by emergency order from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The harvest limit has been met for the area bounded by the Taquin to the south, the Circu River to the west and north, and the Chilkat River to the east. Hunters took 4 male goats from the area. 5 hunting areas are still open on Unit 1D. They are the area north of Goat Hollow along the Tokchinook Range, the area including Tahika and Mount Raymond, the Takinsha Range, Kicking Horse to the Unit 1C border, and Katsahin to the Unit 1C border. Wildlife biologist Carl Koch asks that hunters contact him as soon as possible after taking goats because the remaining areas have low harvest levels. Haines celebrated the annual lighting of the fort this weekend. We have some archival audio from last year's lighting put together into an audio postcard by Henry Leisha. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.